Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Last month, the Trump administration suspended federal funding for refugee resettlement, sending Milwaukee refugee aid organizations into limbo. Hanan Refugees Relief Group is one of the agencies that helps newly arrived refugees in Milwaukee. Refugees like brothers Khadr and Bahadur Hotek, who came to Milwaukee a few years ago after the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. With help from Hanan, its executive director Sheila Badwan, and others, the brothers were able to make a home here. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez shares their story.
From 2001 till 2021, Afghan people experienced freedom, education, peace, and I can say in a very high level, although we had wars, but most likely the central cities were good and very peaceful and secure. We had a German Shepherd dog, and me and Khadr, we grew up together as play buddies, I would say, if this is the right word. We were playing together. We used to play football in the back of the house with the neighbor kids. And one time we visited our uncle's house in another province for not a very long trip, but like 15 days. And after we came back, all of our friends, they changed the football game. They changed it to cricket. We didn't know how to play it. I'd say we would force them to let us play twice. In cricket, when they take you out, you're done. But since we had our dog, we could force them to let us play it.
We really miss those days because life here in back home country is completely different. There is people more socialized because they play outside and all came together at the same places. Here too, but it's different because we are new here. We don't know like how things working, and our dog that Bahadur mentioned, we really missed him, and his name was Rambo, and we was choose that name from one of the John Rambo movies.
All right.
You grew up in Milwaukee.
I grew up in Milwaukee, yeah.
It seems it's like the same comparable example if you live right now in Milwaukee and have to go to Kabul.
Yeah, it would be, I don't think I would know what to do.
You can put it that way.
Yeah, I would feel very lost. So you have these wonderful memories, and things seemed free. Of course, there were wars and there was fighting, and then things change very quickly.
On this Monday night, fear and desperation in Afghanistan.
Panic, chaos, a staggering collapse. The Taliban have taken Afghanistan.
Each province, based on their security and insecurity, kind of collapsed, and the war line was coming closer to the central, Kabul. In the meantime, things were normal in capital and president and different high-level government officials were just guaranteeing everything would be fine. August 15, so this is morning around 8:30 or 9, and Nangarhar city collapsed, and we saw the pictures, Facebook post, and they're saying they got the city. So it was like we are surrounded in Kabul.
It was around 1 o'clock that the news said a president left the country. That was the worst news. And that time I went out and see the screaming and saw people was in shock.
We were hiding and we were looking for opportunity to go to the airport. The airport was surrounded by concrete walls and there were gates secured by US troops. And only those gates were your way entry to heaven from hell. Thanks God. And the last attempt we were able to get in.
When we was able to get into the airport, I still could remember, everybody was start crying. So we was able to fly on the same day. We sit in the airplane, there was a logistic one. It was like almost 600 people in the same airplane. We was don't know where they're gonna get us. When we was in the camp, we was had HB numbers, which is called like each different case. They was putting the list, and if there was your HB number, it means you can get ready for your trip and you're gonna go resettle in one of the cities. So I did check the list on the morning, and it was really surprising because I did see my HB number on it. And then the next day, February of 2022, I left camp. We went to New Jersey. There was a city called Newark. Once I moved in, I had only $5 with me that I took from my brother. That's how I was started with those $5. And it's really a big thing, like story of my life I can tell someone. We was walking in the street. We was see a sign. It was said, Heroes Working Here. And there was no other sign to see, like, what is this place?
Yeah, we discussed like 3 or 4 minutes. Should we ring the place or not?
I was the one that speak English, and I had no confidence on myself because like I was new and I was like really scared. So we was discussed like, should we go ring or maybe knock on the door to see like if they hire people or no? So we did knock on the door. There was a woman, she said, like, how can I help you guys? We just said, we just saw the sign. Are you guys need worker? She said, come upstairs. She was opened the door for us. And there was a really nice office. There was, like, the boss. We talked to him, and we told him, like, we just moved here, and we're looking for a job. He said, like, okay, yeah, we will give you a job. And we all was, like, so happy, and, like, we couldn't imagine at that time.
Yeah.
And he told us that you guys could start from tomorrow, $14 per hour. And the father was said, like, no, it's 13. And we said, like, don't worry about the dollar. But today we know, like, a dollar, how much it's going to be a difference in our wages. So we said, like, don't worry about it. So it's okay.
So what was the job?
Bakery.
Yeah, I did start with packing breads. And every night we was packing, like, 2,500 breads.
Finally, we decided we want to join Raza, my oldest brother, who was in Milwaukee. And he was the primary client for Hanan Refugee Relief Group. We were 6 family members, 4 adults, 2 kids, in a 2-bedroom apartment, which is kind of very tight for a 2-bedroom apartment for 6 people. And not the very right day, but like we had a week until we met Sheila. And she just opened the drawer and gave us a key. It was just the front apartment to my brother's house. She said, it's prepaid. You guys can live. It's paid for a few months' rent, security deposit, and the case manager would help you guys with the household items. It was generous.
We were still starting our life because we was just here like for 6 months. So all we do have today is all because of Sheila, sister, and also Hanan Refugee Relief Group. We are really grateful for that.
We moved from New Jersey to Milwaukee. We would be like, we moved from the city to the village. I don't know if you're still on that belief or not, but I think I'm not.
Yeah, once we moved to Milwaukee, and we left New York City because we was left very close to downtown. It was like American dream. Tall buildings, busy city. You got to see all those different sport cars. From my own experience that I have as refugee and the first generation in the United States, it would be impossible if you don't have any support from government because all the refugees are moving to United States, they came with nothing because they are looking for better life opportunities and to start new life. New life, it means you don't have anything, you don't know how to start. So there should be someone take your hand and at least guide you till you can afford everything by yourself. As we see most recently, some changes in the administration about all those funds in freeze, it's a negative effect on millions of individual human lives. What do you think, Bahadur, about these recent changes about funding for refugees and new arrivals.
That's I basically have kind of the same view. Well, I can put myself in a position, and we came in, we don't had no immediate family or relatives here, and if we don't had the agency to help us, God knows, I don't think we would have a chance talking with you right now here today.
Once I moved here in Milwaukee, I really find all these people very kind, and they was very acceptable and very welcoming. They were the one that show us how to live and how to start our life and make everything organized. But like today, I feel Milwaukee as my home. What do you think, Bahadur, about this experience?
Yeah, I think while we lived in New Jersey, we were more like a guest over there. And maybe if we stayed till right now, maybe kind of different experience right now. But at the time while we were there, basically, we didn't start our life like as we did here because we had more opportunities, more people around us. The English language that I learned is because of one of the volunteers of Hanan. We received this help and we have to repay it back one way or the other. And I think that's the kind of feeling that everybody must have. We were a time of need, and people gave us a hand.
Those were brothers Bahadur and Kader Hotek. They resettled in Milwaukee from Afghanistan in 2023 with help from Hanan Refugees Relief Group. It's one of the agencies affected by a recent suspension in federal funding for refugee resettlement. They spoke with WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.